Welcome back to the podcast. We are live. If you are listening to this on audio, know that the Beyond Sunday School episode of the Love Well podcast happens Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. You can watch it live on my Facebook page, facebook.com/PastorDanRose, or on Twitter at Daniel M. Rose. So, yeah, glad you're with us. Hey, so the best thing to do is make sure that you subscribe to Love Well, danielmrose.com. That way anything that I write or record gets dropped right into your inbox. And like I said before, you can follow me on Twitter and engage with me there, Daniel M. Rose. And I hope that you will do that. And yeah, let's see. Questions. Make sure you ask your questions. I will answer questions at the end. So if you drop them in the comment section in the chat, I will answer them, and we'll talk. So today's topic on Beyond Sunday School: why read the Bible? Which is it's a question. It's a question that got asked to me not too long ago, and I thought it was worth just spend a little bit of time talking about this week. We're gonna spend a few episodes just kind of walking through the big picture of the Bible. We're gonna look through kind of the grand narrative, looking at some of the just some summaries of, you know, what's in the Bible, where can you go to find different things, that kind of stuff. So we're gonna look at the big picture. We're gonna talk through some summaries of some different books. But before we do, this question of why the Bible, why read it, why spend time thinking about it, talking about it. It's just almost like an assumption that the Bible is important. It's an assumption that if you want to be spiritual, or if you want to try to follow God, then you need to read the Bible. And for a lot of us, we open up the Bible, it's a lot of pages. You know, I mean, it's over 1,000 pages long. There's a lot of things that don't really seem to make sense. There are a lot of stories in there that are uncomfortable, that are just, man, they're just confusing. And so, you know, we sometimes look at that and go, I don't even know where to begin with the Bible. I have no idea how to get started with it. Is it even worth it? Some of us grew up going to church, and so we heard all these little cute little Bible stories, and then we go back and we read through them, and we're like, man, there's a lot more to that story than the VeggieTale told me. There's a lot more to that story than what I saw on the felt board. And so then it almost becomes like this this downward spiral of, well, you know, if it's that confusing, if it's that hard, why do I want to read it? And then we go to church, and you know, you hear, you know, people like me who have had, you know, master's degrees in studying the Bible. And you know, we start talking about, well, this Greek word or that Hebrew word, and you know, we don't like the way it's translated, and it really should be done this way, or maybe it should be done that way, or whatever. And it just gets more and more confusing, and more we feel like really the only answer is to just set it aside and let the professional give us the book report each week. And, you know, that's really sad. That's that, and I think that's where most of us land. Or we might read through it and we might think, and we bump into things that at the very least feel like contradictions, if they're not actually really full-on contradictions, they feel like it for sure. And so we're just kind of left wondering, why read it? Why would we even spend the time trying to read and trying to understand the Bible? And then the other thing that happens is we get on social media or we watch the news, and what do we see? We see people who are supposed to be Christians, who are supposed to be, you know, God-fearing people, who are supposed to be pastors and the like. But they're out here spewing all kinds of hate and just meanness and nastiness. And, you know, we think, why do I want to read a Bible that these people are using to really just kind of be mean and nasty? That's not something that I want to associate with. So we take the Bible again and we set it on the nightstand, or we put it on the bookshelf and we never look at it again. So there's a lot of reasons for us to not read the Bible. There's a lot of reasons to not really think twice about it. Are there any good reasons to actually spend time reading the Bible? Is there any good reasons to actually, like, try to understand what's going on? And, you know, over the course of time, what I have come to learn, what I'm really beginning to find out, is that the best reason to read the Bible is because I want to follow Jesus. You know, I want to learn how to love well. And I want my life to look like that. I want my life to reflect the kind of person that I see in Jesus, right? Like, we just watched this last night. We just watched a debate on television, and it was ugly and it was awful. And an author that I follow and respect, he said what that debate was really was just a reflection of us. It's a mirror. It's a mirror of our marriages. It's a mirror of our social media. It's a mirror of our discourse. And so if that was ugly, it's because there's something ugly in us. And I think, at least for the follower of Jesus, for somebody who wants to be serious about following Christ, reading the Bible helps us to change. It changes who we are just a little bit. On Sundays, before I teach, my prayer always is that we would be changed a little bit and not just learn more stuff. Because I think way too many of us look at the Bible just to get new information. And that's not what it's about. It's not about getting new information. It's not about just trying to gain, you know, adding something to our, it's not about adding something I'm looking like I'm going through a cave. I'm switching locations because it's about to get chaotic in my house. So, there we go. I'm back. You know, the Bible's not just about getting information. The Bible, for us, really, ultimately, is about us changing the reflection in the mirror. right? If we spend time in that Bible, if we spend time in that book, and more importantly, if we spend time looking at the Jesus that we find in that book, that's what begins to change us. That's what begins to transform us. That is what begins to show us what we can be. That begins to show us the kind of person that we can be. What does it look like to be truly human? What does it look like to flourish as a human being? What it looks like is Jesus. Could you imagine a world where we are loving our neighbors as ourselves, where we are loving our enemies? Could you imagine a world that looks like that? Well, the only way that we're going to learn how to love like that, I think, or the primary way, is by looking deeply into the life and personhood of Jesus. And where do we find him? We find the best understanding, the best description, the best look at him in the Bible. And so what we do is we need to start someplace there, right? I remember when I was on a summer project with Campus Crusade, one of the guys on our project was talking to his dad, and his dad was starting to read the Bible for the first time. And so as he's talking to him on the phone, his dad says, he's like, "Man, I'm reading Genesis, and I don't get it, man." And what we hear on the phone was, "Dad, get the heck out of Genesis," because Genesis is huge and there's so much going on there. So where do we start? Where do we start with the Bible? Well, I think we start with the Bible in the Gospels. And so if you're like me, if you want to just like move and get going fast, then you read the Gospel of Mark. Mark's favorite word is immediately. It is all over the place. He moves from scene to scene to scene to scene. The TV generation's gospel. Man, we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait. It's just Jesus doing stuff. And it's fast-paced, and it moves, and it's such a great telling of the Jesus story. If you're a little more analytical, right, then maybe Luke. You know, Luke's a great place to start. Luke was a doctor, and he was trying to write this accurate history of Jesus. And so, you know, if that's more of who you are, then Luke would be a great place to start. You know, if you want to know how Jesus connects back to the Old Testament, then you spend time reading Matthew, because Matthew is the most Jewish of the Gospels and has all these connections back to the Old Testament. Or if you want to read something that is going to really help you with your faith, if you want to read a gospel that is going to build your faith in the midst of a lot of doubt and struggle, John is a great place to start. Because he's writing for the purpose so that people will believe, right? So if we're going to read the Bible to get to know Jesus, then we got to start in the right place. And in the easiest place to start are the Gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those first four books of the New Testament. And then from there, it becomes this, it can become this thing where we go on this adventure of trying to know God, of trying to go deeper with God. And we do that through the context of the scriptures. Why read the Bible? We read the Bible to get to know Jesus. And when we do that, we change. We become more like him. And when we change, then our families change, our neighborhoods change. So if we don't like the way the world looks, we gotta change. And you know, Michael Jackson was right. He said, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. How do we start with that man? I think the best way to start is by doing a deep dive into Jesus and looking at how he loved people, looking at how he went to the people who were on the fringes, how he loved the people that other people despised, how he loved people that others just kind of hated, right? How he crossed cultural barriers, how Jesus crossed, you know, all these social norms, how Jesus was super subversive, how he was hilarious in doing it, how he was sarcastic and ironic. And man, we get to see ourselves in Jesus. So why read the Bible? We read the Bible so that we change and we become more like Jesus. And we learn to love well. That's why. So anyway, as we do this kind of overview of these next few weeks of the Bible, kind of looking at the Bible's big picture. Hopefully this very brief answer to why is helpful, right? I hope it is. There really wasn't anybody on tonight, and that's okay. So for those of you on the audio, just want to encourage you to jump in, ask me questions, and let's talk. Follow up with me. And you can do so real easy by connecting with me on Twitter. If you wanted to watch the video of this, if you're kind of more of a video person, you can find the archive of it at youtube.com/DanielRose. And I am going live on Monday nights at 7 o'clock and Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock over on my Facebook page, facebook.com/PastorDanRose. So hopefully we'll see you then. But until next time, love well, my friends.